Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Kamen Rider Chronicles. I'm your host, Joe, and for this episode, I'm going to be talking about Kamen Rider Ichigo, episodes 9 and 10. Yeah, that's really about it. I guess little tiny bit of news. I mean, it's not really news, sort of news. I know over on Crunchyroll, how do you pronounce this? Tajima? I believe that's how you say it. Tajima wants to be a Kamen Rider. Just started. I believe it's just October 2nd. The anime just started. So you can go watch that over on Crunchyroll. That's some Kamen Rider news. That's something. Don't know if it's ever going to be dubbed, but hey, at least it's subbed. So I know I did look it up, and there are 16 volumes, Japanese manga-ish volumes. Not sure if it's been translated to English yet. At least from what I could find, it hasn't. But also, I'll be honest, I didn't look too deep into it. And that may be something I look into in the future. But that, I mean, that will be something to check out eventually. So I don't know, like that was something that, never really crossed my path. I knew about it. This was a show or a manga I knew about at some point. And I think I saw that this was coming out. I think it crossed some feed somewhere, and it was just one of those things where I'm like, okay, passing interest, but it wasn't exactly on my radar. And honestly, it still technically isn't on my radar, but it may be one that I may check out. And who knows, maybe on a week where I'm going to be gone, because I'll be honest, there's going to be weeks where I can't cover Zets because I'll be either gone at a convention for the weekend or going to... because I got Disney that I go to, Disney World for vacation. I got a couple of those coming up next year. I've got a bunch of cons I go to. So there's going to be a couple weeks where I won't be able to get to that week's episode of Kamen Rider Zets. So I'll be filling in with some pre-recorded episodes of either Ichigo or something else. Maybe Tajima wants to be a Kamen Rider could be something I could supplement with. Who knows? That'll be a bridge I can come to and cross when I get to it. But that being said, let's go ahead and get into this episode, or episodes, I should say. And these, shockingly enough, this was a two-parter for the most part. Did not know that going in. Actually, and I'll be completely honest, I don't look too deep into these when I start the episodes, because I like to go into them fresh. That being said, I do know about the change from Takeshi to Hayato. I do not know how to pronounce his name yet. I just know they changed Kamen Riders from episode 13 to 14. And I did find out why. It was because, well, I mean, I'll dive into it deeper when we get into that episode, which will be in about two episodes. So two episodes of me covering Ichigo. So we'll get into it then. But other than that, like I don't look ahead. So I don't know exactly what's coming. So I don't know when I have a multi-episode arc, which in my eyes is kind of fun. I do kind of like that. I do kind of just, I like going into these, I don't want to say blind, but I like going into these with fresh eyes, because this is the first time watching this for me. It's kind of fun, and it's very enjoyable. So let's go ahead and get into this first episode, episode 9, The Terrifying Cobra Man. So we open up at a Shocker base, as we see a Shocker Combat Man bring Cobra Man, our antagonist, some fangs that he is instructed to put in by the great leader. He then starts explaining how the substance in the fangs will mix with the substance in his ears and then will be pumped out by his heart through the snake hand that he has. When this happens, he will release a powerful venom gas that will dissolve anything. I'll be honest, they even show a diagram here, and I'm just like, how do things in fangs go to ears, into the heart, and then circulate through the arm? I'm assuming bloodstream. I don't know. It was really weird, but you know what? I'm not going to, you know, defy the great leader, I guess. I don't know. So the great leader then offers up a combat man that has apparently outlived his usefulness as a test subject. And the combat man obliges. The combat man dissolves away into a pile of soap suds, and that is that. The great leader shares the plan to use Cobra Man's venom gas to steal all the gold in the world. And their first target is to be the Japan's gold depository. At the gold depository, a security guard named Kondo, sure, we'll go with that, is making his rounds. He is relieved for the night and heads home to his apartment that also seems to be in the same building, which is kind of weird, but for plot reasons, it makes sense. He gets home, says hi to his dog, Dami. YouTube translated the name as Dummy. Nothing else there. Just wanted to point that out. And tucks his sleeping son into bed before retiring for the night himself. Back at the gold depository, one of the other security guards gets attacked by the Cobra Man, whose signature move before unleashing his venom gas is to extend out his snake arm and wrap it around his victim. This case being the guard. Then he uses his venom gas on the guard and then on the door to the gold depository. I was a little disappointed that the shape in the door didn't come out to be a perfect Cobra Man shape. I know that may have been a bit over the top, but I think it would have been just great. I think it just would have been like kind of fun to do. But anyway. So just as Cobra Man was beginning to grab all the gold, Dami comes jumping in. And I can only assume he heard all the commotion and is somehow able to knock Cobra Man's fangs out of his mouth and drive him out of the room. The real kicker here is after that happens, we see Dami laying down like a good boy. And then we get newspaper headlines across the screen that read, Gold Reserve attacked last night, and no gold bars taken. And finally, investigation regarding death of security guard. The guard dissolved into nothing. They should have no idea that he died, in my opinion. Takeshi heads over to Snack Amigo to talk with Tachibana about the involvement of Shocker with the break-in at the gold depository. Ruriko, I'm going to get it right eventually. Ruriko comes out from the back and gives Takeshi a pendant with a good luck charm inside it. Back at the gold depository, Kondo. Yep. K-O-N-D-O. Maybe with a U at the end. YouTube had it not with a U. The Common Rider Wiki has it with a U. So I don't know which one to use. I don't know. So Kondo goes back to his room to find it ransacked and then comes face to face with Cobra Man. The Cobra Man demands to know where the dog is that stole his fangs. But Kondo tells Cobra Man that the dog is dead. And so when Kondo said that his dog is dead, I thought he was just trying to be protective of Dami and his son, Takahiko. That thought goes right out the window when the next scene plays out, where we see Takahiko praying at Dami's grave. So why they didn't mention a dead dog in the newspaper headlines is beyond me. Because again, literally, the dog is just laying there, like, laying there, head up, hand, like, tongue out, like he's being a good boy. No way, no indication that he was dead. So I have no idea. I'm assuming, again, plot reasons, but it is what it is. So anyway, Cobra Man shows up soon after and abducted the kid. Takeshi was riding nearby and heard the kid crying out, so he transformed into Kamen Rider and was able to track the Cobra Man to what I'm sure is the same building the Bee Woman lured all her people to last episode. Only they went down into the lower levels and Cobra Man is currently on the roof. I did think this was funny though, because Kamen Rider jumps up into one of the open floors in the building, had two of the Combat Man guys chase after him on that floor, and then jumped back down on the ground with the Combat Man jumping after him. Seems like a waste of energy if you ask me. Anyway, Ryder beats up the Combat Man until Cobra Man joins in. The two are almost evenly matched. Eventually, Cobra Man retreats by burrowing into the ground. But Ryder's hearing is superb, and he is able to track Cobra Man even while he is on the ground. At his base, Cobra Man is dangling Takahiko over a vat of liquid that will instantly burn him. And we see this because one of Takahiko's shoes falls off him and catches on fire instantly. He keeps asking Takahiko where his fangs are, and Takahiko keeps telling him he has no idea what he's talking about. Just then, one of the combat men outside alert the base that Kamen Rider has arrived. Cobra Man isn't too worried, though. It turns out that he has lined the whole area outside with mines, and sure enough, Kamen Rider found one immediately, but was able to jump to safety quickly. He then gets rushed by a group of combat men, but he is able to mow through them easy enough. Cobra Man had run back into his base, and seeing Takahiko as a liability now, starts to lower him into the liquid. Kamen Rider quickly comes in, and Cobra Man forces him to surrender or the child dies. It was no choice at all. With Takeshi, because it's him and his Kamen Rider suit, but his helmet is off, so I'm going to call him Takeshi at this moment. With Takeshi now restrained on an operating table, the Great Leader brags to him that once the brain remodeling is finished, Kamen Rider will be at his beck and call. Cobra Man walks in just then with a Combat Man carrying a knocked out Takahiko. He reports that after hooking the boy up to a lie detector, he truly did not know where the fangs were. Takeshi starts laughing and states that he destroyed the fangs and threw them into the ocean. As Cobra Man goes to attack Takeshi, Tachibana comes storming into the base. He is able to knock back a couple of guards, grabbing a sword from one of them, and then flung the sword at the control panels, destroying them and releasing Takeshi. Takeshi quickly grabs Takahiko, and the three of them rush out of there as the base starts to blow up. Apparently those controls were very touchy. Once outside, Takeshi hands Takahiko over to Tachibana and then suits back up as Combat Man starts showing up. The fight is pretty great because instead of just knocking these guys out like he usually does, Ryder straight up murders these Combat Men. By dropping them into mines that are littered around the area. After taking out a handful, Kamen Rider chases Cobra Man up a small tower. The two fight for a little bit until Ryder uses his Ryder kick to send Cobra Man over the edge right onto a mine, blowing him up to nothing. And that is pretty important. When he blows up, it's just, well, they don't show the pieces, but they show the explosion, because obviously you can't just show pieces flying everywhere. But he's blown up. He's gone. He's dead. As Kamen Rider rides off, Tachibana and Takahiko look on, the latter expressing gratitude for Kamen Rider beating up the guy who killed his dog. I'm still at a loss for how that happened, though, but we're never going to get an answer, so I'm going to not dwell on it. Kamen Rider goes and lays a bouquet of flowers on Dami's grave and notices the fangs sitting on top of the grave. I once again have so many questions, because who put that there? Seriously, like, you have a dead dog, you bury the dog, and the dog apparently, the fangs were just laying in the room, so you're like, oh, these must belong to this dog. Sure, I'm going to put them with the dog. Makes sense. Who thought of that? Okay, whatever. You know what? So as he grabs them, he hears Takahiko coming up the hill, so he rushes off. Up walks Takahiko, Tachibana, and Ruriko, who are surprised to see another bouquet of flowers at the grave. Tachibana suggests that it may have been Kamen Rider that put them there. As they go to leave, Ruriko mentioned about not knowing where Takeshi was. Tachibana said not to worry. He had a homing device installed into the charm necklace that she gave him, so he will always know where he's at, which explains how he was able to find him earlier and was able to find him at the base. So with that being said, with the episode ending, what I'm going to start doing now, which I probably should have started doing at the very beginning, is I'm going to keep a running tally, and I may actually go back and just kind of, since we're still early, I'm going to go back and keep a running tally of how many people these guys kill. Now, mind you, it's going to be actual deaths, and given that this is comic book rundown, this is a comic book rundown podcast, I apparently have to follow the rules of rundown reviews, and if it's one attack, it's one kill. Thanks, Ron and Chuck. But what that means is if, because I know for, which episode is it? The episode with the mantis. No, yeah. Whichever one it is, where, like, they kill the mantis, and he dies, and then the other combat men, like, keel over because he was dead. I guess that's one kill. So I have to count it that way. That's how I'm counting it, I guess. So I will go back and figure it out probably this weekend sometime. So by next episode I'm covering Ichigo, I will have a current count. We'll go with that. But as of right now, as of episode 9, Cobra Man has killed 2 people. And I think I'm counting, did I count the dog in that one? I think I counted the dog in that one. Yeah, because I counted, yep, the combat man and the dog. And Kamen Rider has killed 3 people. Now, the other thing is that there are plenty of times where, like, where Kamen Rider is punching and knocking them out and knocking them off screen. I'm not counting that as deaths. What I'm counting as actual deaths is when you actually see them disintegrate, get blown up, actually see somebody die. So, like, when we see one of the generals, like the Bee Woman, or like this one, Cobra Man, when we actually see them die and go away, fade away, that is what I'm considering a death. Because there's plenty of combat men that get knocked out and then are not back in the fight. There's also plenty that get knocked out and then get back in the fight in the next scene, but that's a whole different issue. So that's the rules I'm going by. That's the rules I'm going to stick to. I think this will be fun to keep track of. And again, since I know in a couple episodes we're going to be getting a new Kamen Rider, the new count will start with there. So, and because I know Takeshi will come back by episode 40, I'll bring his tally back for that. So as of right now, episode 9, 2 for Cobra Man, 3 for Kamen Rider. All right, on to the next episode. So episode 10, the revived Cobra Man, or the reborn Cobra Man, depending on which one you watch, which one they said was the title. So flyers are being put up around town saying the Ayakoye, I think it's how you say it, A-Y-A-K-O-U-J-I, Institute of Biology Research Facility will buy dogs and cats. Problem is, I have that written on my notes like four different times, so we'll just assume it's Ayakoye. We'll just go with that. Anyway, so naturally, greedy people who don't want their pets and want to try and get some quick cash are lining up outside this institute to sell their pets. It turns out this is really a shocker facility. The blood from the pets will be used to revive the Cobra Man, and the people that are bringing in the pets will be turned into Cobra Men, or Combat Men. Yeah, they'll be turned into other Cobra Men. Into Combat Men. This is all being led by Ritsuko, the commander overseeing the revival of Cobra Man. You might be wondering to yourself how they are able to revive Cobra Man since he was blown to bits last episode. I was wondering that too. My only guess? Don't worry about it. Takeshi arrives at Snack Amigo, where Tachibana and Ruiko were comforting a child named Taru. Taru's dog, Taro? The fact that this child is named Taru, Toru, T-O-R-O-R-U, and the dog is named T-A-R-O, Taro, is, I'm sure this is normal names, especially in the 70s, but, the hell, man. Come on. So, Toru, we'll go with that, Toru, his dog is missing, Taro, and Ruiko suggested someone may have stolen the dog and sold him to the institute for money. Koga, Toru's dad and a detective, shows up and he reveals that with Taru's mother gone, doesn't say if she's dead, just gone, that it has been hard for him to keep up with his son. It has been 10 episodes, and the one thing I've noticed is that no child is allowed to have two parents. I guess that makes for the kids to act out a little bit and get into some trouble. Like Taru, for example. After he was done grabbing snacks with Ruriko, we see the little kid running over to the the institute, to look for his dog. Soon enough, though, his dad shows up and tells him to go home. Toru argues that Taro might be in the building. Koga says that if he is, then he will bring him home. This satisfies Toru, and he goes running off. But unbeknownst to his father, he didn't go far. Koga goes knocking on the door, and Ritsuko answers. He says he would like to ask a few questions regarding the people who sold animals here. Apparently, they have all disappeared, and that is why Koga is here now. Ritsuko invites him in and leads him into a side room, telling him to wait. Koga quickly realizes that something is up, but before he can do anything, a combat man sneaks up and knocks him out. In the shocker base below, Ritsuko revives Cobra Man, who is now new and improved with a bigger cobra head. Like, really, like every time this one, like his actual head, it, or like ears, I guess, like they move out, like they'll actually like breathe out when he attacks, kind of. Not every time he attacks, but sometimes when he attacks. It is kind of cool, and it's nice, like something to differentiate him from his first stage. But it's, you know, it's something different. So the great leader chimes in, congratulating everyone on bringing Cobra Man back, and then gives out their new mission, which it turns out was their last mission. Steal the gold. I guess if it ain't broke. In a few days, the gold gathered at the gold depository will depart by ship. So the mission is to steal it before it leaves the harbor. Outside, Taru is bored, waiting on his dad to get out of the building. But he ends up seeing Cobra Man, Ritsuko, and some combat men leaving instead. He hightails it out of there back to Snack Amigo. Once there, he informs Tachibana, Ruiko, and Hiromi about what he saw. Takeshi walks in and Tachibana quickly pulls him aside to tell him what is going on. He hurries right back out the door. Out in the middle of nowhere, Koga and another guy have been tied up to poles as test subjects for Cobra Man's new powers, which turns out to be fire breath. As Cobra Man is burning up the guy that wasn't important enough to get a name or to be turned into a combat man, Takeshi has arrived at the Institute and was ambushed by other combat men. It's pretty obvious that the great leader doesn't tell any of these generals that the combat men are no real challenge to Takeshi, because they always send them after him and he always kicks their ass and then gets the information he needs from them, like now with Koga's location. I think they need to vet these combat men some more, because otherwise he's always going to get the information he needs. Again, I know it's plot, but come on, you can do a little better than that. As Cobra Man starts to burn Koga with his fire breath, this time the setting is at s'mores level, apparently, because he only ends up singeing an arm and a leg. Kamen Rider shows up, stopping him from continuing. Rider is surprised to see that Cobra Man is alive, which makes Ritsuko start to brag about the greatness of Shocker and how they are going to rule everything. Rider battles the combat men first, taking them out, and then faces off against the Cobra Man. With this new fire breath, Kamen Rider is unable to get up close, so he is jumping around, keeping his distance. He jumps directly in front of Ritsuko, and Cobra Man attacks again, but Rider jumps out of the way, and the flames hit her instead. Cobra Man rushes to Ritsuko, and he guides her out of the area to safety. Tachibana then comes running up and frees a weak and injured Koga. I can only assume that he followed the homing device in Takeshi's necklace that was established last episode. Otherwise, it makes zero sense as to how he found and or got here. Koga isn't one to give up and starts to pursue Ritsuko, but ends up passing out when he sees Ryder, thinking him a monster. Back at the Shocker base, Ritsuko was furious at Cobra Man for the burns left on her face. So she starts to whip him furiously until the great leader steps in and informs her that her usefulness has run its course, stating that she was only there to resurrect Cobra Man. He then orders the Cobra Man to finish the job and kill her, which he does. I do find it funny that, again, she was kicking his ass not even a minute ago, but then Big Boss shows up and everyone loses their edge. Anyway, the great leader tells Cobra Man that it's time for the mission to start, so he needs to head out and go get that gold. So even though he's injured, Koga can't stop being a detective and goes to the gold depository to make sure everything is going smoothly. Takeshi shows up to try and convince him that Shocker is going to steal the gold, but Koga blows him off, saying that he has never heard of an organization by that name. Why Takeshi doesn't let on that they were the people that kidnapped him is beyond me, but I'm sure he has his reasons for not telling people about the secret former Nazi organization that is trying to take over the world. Sure he does. The gold makes it to the shipyard and gets loaded onto the ship without incident. But as it is getting loaded into the ship's vault, Cobra Man appears and all hell breaks loose. What we see is combat men attacking the crew and then the ship blowing up and sinking. Like, comically sinking all at once and not Titanic sinking. And then we see Cobra Man and the Combat Men with the gold going into a cave. How they got it off the ship before it exploded is anyone's guess. I mean, maybe they got it after the ship exploded. Like, after it sank, they got went under their... They pulled it up afterwards. I don't know. Either way, they didn't get into the cave because Kamurata shows up and the fighting ensued. After taking out the Combat Men, he chases after Cobra Man, and the two square off again. Unable to get in close again, Ryder jumps around for a bit, but is able to finally grab a hold of Cobra Man and then tosses him into the water below, causing him to explode. Again. I don't know if he just couldn't stand the water or what, but I have no idea why he exploded other than it was the end of the episode. So Koga and Taru show up at Snack Amigo with their new dog. Koga received a commendation for his efforts at the shipyard, but as he sat down with Takeshi, he confessed that he was dumbfounded about who retrieved the gold from the ship. And that's how we end the episode. So with that episode ended, we have a click up our tally marks. Cobra Man had 4 more kills in this episode, which brings him to a total of 6. And Kamen Rider had a total of 3 confirmed, which brings him to a total of 5. So as of these 2 episodes, we've got Cobra Man at 6, Kamen Rider at 5. I know Kamen Rider is actually at more. We'll get there eventually with a lot more, definitely a lot more. But yeah, so I don't know. This was a fun one. These two were fun. Like I said, it was very interesting to see Cobra Man come back. I did not expect that to happen. So it was fun to see. Also, just seeing these names are annoying. I'll be honest there. Just trying to figure them out is annoying. Also, like, these guys have no appreciation for dogs or pets in general. They literally, like, what we saw here in this episode alone, they were bringing people in and, like, they would knock out people as they came into the building. And they were, like, this one guy, he walks in, they knock him out, grab his dog, and then they take the dog and throw him to these other people. Like, they don't even hand him off, they throw him. And I'm just like, wow, these guys don't care about these pets. I get it, it's the 70s, but Jesus. Yeah, so I don't know. They were fun, though. These two were fun episodes. And I am having a lot of fun with the show. I'm not going to lie. But yeah, so that being said, thank you all for listening. You can hit us up on social media at Comic Book Rundown. Email us comicbookrundown@gmail.com. Rate and review us on your podcast app of choice. If you do, we'll read an upcoming episode. We've got merch on Redbubble and TeePublic. Maybe eventually I'll have some Kamen Rider Chronicles merch up there. Maybe. But also we've got Rundown Reviews every Friday. We've got Comic Book Rundown last Saturday of the month. We've got Getting Franchised the last Sunday of the month. Then yeah, no, that's really about it. This show every Monday and Thursday, as you know. So, thank you all for listening to the show. And like I say every week, if you want to come on and talk Kamen Rider, hit me up. I would love to have anybody on. So, but yeah, thank you all for listening, and we will catch you next time.